Walmart supercenters can be found all across the globe, from China to Brazil. The company has more than 1,200 combined grocery and general merchandise megastores in the country, but only one of them is in California. Last night, voters in a small suburb of Los Angeles voted down a controversial ballot initiative that would have allowed Walmart to build a supercenter in the city of Inglewood. It could mean more battles ahead as the $244 billion company tries to conquer California. Jang Ho of member station KPCC reports.
Inglewood voters struck down Measure 4A by a margin of 2-1. State Assemblyman Jerome Horton declared victory over the Arkansas-based retailer at a community election party last night.
We have proven that we can beat Goliath. We can be victorious when we are on the side of right.
Cities across the country have tried to pass ordinances to ban Walmart supercenters. The world's biggest company has fought back with lawsuits and other voter initiatives. Last year, the Inglewood City Council tried to pass an ordinance banning development of supercenters, so the company collected signatures to force a special April election. Walmart promised to bring thousands of jobs and generate $3 to $5 million annually in sales taxes. Spokesman Peter Canellos said Walmart's opponents were the unions, not the city.
What this really is about is a very small segment of the population that has a very narrow political agenda to limit competition and protect their market share. The reality is the vast majority of the residents of Inglewood want the same shopping opportunities that their neighbors have had for years.
Inglewood city officials claim they oppose Walmart because its ballot initiative sought to bypass city oversight and exempt the company from undergoing environmental reviews. Professor Elizabeth Garrett is a director of the Initiative and Referendum Institute at USC. She says initiatives are often used to change zoning laws and city codes.
This is just part of the repertoire of zoning lawyers and real estate lawyers. In California, in cities, in localities, it is well known by everybody who does land use planning that it is possible to take these questions to the people.
Last night's vote comes at a critical point in the company's plan to roll out 40 superstores in California. For NPR News, I'm Jang Ho.